I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio. I'm very pleased to have as a guest today Alexis Rockman, whose studio is right around the corner from the radio station. We were just there and saw the most dramatic travel postcard I've ever seen in my life. How big was that thing?
It's a little over 30 feet long and over 6 feet tall.
I think of you as something of a hyperbolic realist. That painting had vividness and intensity and showed more states of water than I think can be handily contained in one work. Weather, ice, ocean. Were you there?
Well, it's one of those things where I went on a trip to Antarctica with my girlfriend, and I realized that painting had another purpose, and that was to describe some things that can't be photographed, and the way ice looks, and you know, in majestic scale, is one of those things where, because it's conducting light, photography looks improbable and in the wrong sort of way. But it was a challenge, certainly.
Well, you are a specialist in picturing things that can't be photographed.
Well, that's very that's kind of you, the miraculous view, yeah.
But I'm thinking also of mutation and genetic deviance.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've gone through phases where I wanted to stick to the facts, and they were stranger than fiction. And one of the things that's occurred to me over the last decade was that we're in a sort of science fiction world. You know, obviously, the biotech industry and climate change are two ends of the stick. One is more utopian than the other, and that's sort of the lead up to the first track that I want to play, and that's from Vangelis's visionary score for Blade Runner.
It sounds very Rockman.
I think it's the other way around, but I certainly saw that with open eyes in 1982 and thought I wanted to make paintings that had something to do with that.
Alexis, you are not afraid of special effects, are you?
Well, as a kid, I thought that I would be a stop-motion animator. So, you know, I was a big fan of Doug Trumbull, who did the effects for Blade Runner. So we were just talking off mic about how this music has basically nothing but highlights, you know, pixie dust and whatnot. And
twinkles.
Yeah, and, you know, I think at the time, Vangelis was, in my mind, not that kind of a laughing stock, but the music really holds up and, you know, adds so much to this sort of, you know, dystopian magicalness, which sort of is going to be the bridge to my next selection, which is from Max Steiner, the great Viennese conductor who basically invented the modern film score, probably most familiar with Gone with the Wind, but he did the wonderful sound, I'd call it a soundtrack, even though it's just the music for the original King Kong, and we're going to lead up to the arrival on Skull Island, and we can cue that.
Love those distant drums.
Yeah, the so-called natives preparing for the sacrifice, for the unknown protagonist behind the wall.
Have you ever painted an ape?
I actually did a project last year at the Contemporary Art Center in Cincinnati that was a sort of riff on the damsel in distress ape scenario called Romantic Attachments, and it's a highly romantic encounter between a human ancestor and a modern human woman. So, yes.
I'm sure you're not the first one to fantasize such an encounter.
Well, no, and that could be the bridge to our next selection, which, of course, is very cleverly the original Planet of the Apes, Jerry Goldsmith's fantastic score that used a lot of sort of, you know, modern percussion strategies. And we're just going to hear the lead up to the recognition that the planet that Taylor's on isn't really run by humans anymore, and the shock of that. So.
I could listen to that forever.
I think I feel like I have. I'm always, I love watching that scene too, because the look of disbelief on Charlton Heston's face, little did he know he'd be involved with the NRA. And well, that's a different conversation.
There's got to be some allegory there.
Yeah, and you know, John Chambers' makeup for that was a big influence on me as a kid. I you know, spent part of the 70s thinking I would be a prosthetic special effects makeup artist also, and did lots of foam, latex appliances and stuff like that.
And you've done a lot of paintings anticipating looking back.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, time travel is another useful thing that I can think of that painting can do that, you know, seems to make sense at this point in history and the future and the past.
And I guess a very rich tradition of illustrators.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, people like Charles R. Knight, who, if you're not familiar with his career, he did the paintings of dinosaurs at the Museum of Natural History and was a big influence on me as a kid. And Sid Mead, the visual futurist designer of yachts, and also designed a lot of the hardware in Blade Runner and some other things. So, you know, forward and backward.
I guess there's a coherence in those various tasks.
Yeah, and I think that that's an expert bridge to the next selection, which I think is one of the more psychedelic songs ever written. I'm not sure exactly what it's about, but it's called Shanghai Noodle Factory by Traffic, and it seems to have anticipated outsourcing.
In a Shanghai noodle factory, place where I once used to be, nowhere doing nothing. People there were made of steel, tiny cogs in one big wheel, turning, never learning. Had to make a break, soon I had to wake up, feeling stronger, on my land of dreams, within possible schemes.
I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio with Alexis Rockman, taking us on travels forward, backward in time, interspecies. Where are we going to go?
Well, now that we are coming back from our psychedelic trip, I thought we'd go into another species. This is one of Prince's B-sides, and it's a song I heard in 1987 that I loved, and I must have had it as a tape and, you know, over the years misplaced it or whatever, and never knew the title and always thought it was called Cats and Dogs. It's from the point of view of a dog who's trying to romance a cat, to the indifference of the cat. And then I stumbled upon it in my iPod a couple weeks ago. I don't know how it got there.
It wandered in that magical way.
20 years later, I'm having a love affair with this song. And
and Prince is a bit interspecies himself.
Yes, he seems to be very full of love for all sorts of things.
I am a dog outside your door. I have been there since a quarter to four. You are a cat, looking intense. I bite your leg in self-defense. Hey!
Alexis, I often think of your work as being very rhetorically forward, that has a kind of hyperbolic vividness that oftentimes seems like it's maybe even in the service of a political idea.
Well, you know, I am a child of the 70s and late 60s, so being born in 62, I grew up with sort of hippie-ish parents, and, you know, I believe that earnest activism certainly has a place, and my next selection is probably the first of those projects that I'm aware of from, you know, George Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh, and it's Bangladesh.
My friend came to me, sadness in his eyes, told me that he wanted help before his country dies. Although I couldn't feel the pain, I knew I had to try. Now I'm asking all of you, help us save some.
Yes, as we were just talking, George Harrison, at the time of this, wasn't aware of climate change and sea level, and Bangladesh is particularly vulnerable to that, to say the least, which sort of leads me to the next selection, which is around the same time, Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me, post-Vietnam Watergate depression.
Cry of the heart.
Exactly. And very earnest, and I think still very moving, and a wonderful album, and it's just great.
Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand?
sweet voice.
Yeah, and it's, of course, all the more tragic that his life was cut short, and but it really it makes a lot of sense. You know, the first wave of eco-consciousness in this country post-Rachel Carson, which sort of leads to the next selection, which is more of a pissed-off diatribe by the Ghetto Boys called Fuck a War. I think it's from 90... Well, the first Gulf War was 92, 93. I think we have to listen to all of this because it's, I think, one of the best political songs ever written.
Hello, can I speak with Bushwick Bill?
Hello, this is Bushwick. Motherfucking Bill.
Yes, sir, I'm calling to inform you that you've been drafted into the United States military.
United States wants me for what?
Excuse me, sir. Bushwick.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
You need to contact your nearest recruiting office immediately, please.
I see you're not hip to what's happening. I don't give a fuck about you and all that bullshit you're stressing. Fuck a war. To explain, let me kick it to you a little something like this. Motherfucker war, that's how I feel. Send a nigga to the desert to get killed. Cause two suckers can't agree on something. Thousand motherfuckers died for nothing. You can't pay me to join an army camp or any other motherfucking military branch of this United goddamn States of that bitch America. Be a soldier, what for? They put niggas on the front line, but when it comes to getting ahead, they put us way behind. I ain't getting my leg shot off while Bush show last on TV playing golf. But when you come to my house with that drive shit, I'ma shoot your funky ass, bitch. A nigga down for a bro, but ain't fighting behind no goddamn oil. Against motherfuckers, I don't know. Yo, Bush, I ain't your damn hoe.
Thank you, Alexis Rockman.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's always a great opportunity to look through your collection of eccentric and eclectic music. We didn't get to Chopin, but...
Well, now when can we expect to see those paintings I just saw in your studio?
Well, I have a show coming up at Leo Koenig's on March 28th, which is a Friday night. So if you want to come by, 6 to 9, we're going to be open late because of the art fair.
Very good. And then that work, the Antarctica painting, will travel also.
Yeah, it's going to Massmocha in May, and I also have a show at the Rose Museum in May. So I'm big in Massachusetts in May.
Good season for Mr. Rockman.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to go out with?
We're going to take a little voyage to Folsom City Jail and 25 Minutes to Go by Johnny Cash, which cruelly may be cut off before the chair. But I think it's actually a hangman's noose.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
They're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go. And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movies, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky with 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to wanna die with 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
Thank you very much. I want to do another song here featuring the harmonica, and then I want to get the stool there and sit down and do some slow ballad type songs that we wanted to do for this album and especially for you. What did I do with my list over there? My idiot sheet. Throw it in the floor, didn't it? How you doing, Shirley?